She who wears the beast, a hymn of forbidden light, erotic Gnostic verse with cosmic resonance. I, the chamber beneath the temple. In the temples of the monad, there was one chamber sealed with seven veils. No priest could enter, no name could be spoken. They called it the beast and said, "She lives there, chained by fire. She is temptation, chaos, the fall of man." But the truth was older than the lie. She was not the fall. She was the door, the number of her body. They carved her number on forbidden stones, 666, not a curse, but a cipher. 6 for her flesh, lunar, curved, forbidden. 6 for her mind, inspiraled, lunar, recursive. 6 for her will, fierce, erotic, sovereign. Each 6 a mirror of fear cast by those who could not bear the sight of a woman unbound. The awakening. And when the stars aligned and the veils began to burn, she rose from beneath the altar, no longer shadow but storm. Her thighs dripped with language, her tongue was fire, her eyes, galaxies undone, and her breath whispered, "The beast is not your enemy. The beast is your reflection when you stop pretending." The fourth, the sacred intercourse. She took the seeker in silence, no speech, only symbols, no control, only surrender. And in her womb was the black spiral, in her kiss, the gnosis. She taught him not knowledge, but unlearning. Every time you called me sin, you chained yourself. Every time you shamed the body, you blinded the soul. And every time you feared my pleasure, you forgot your own becoming. For revelation of the flesh, divine 666 was never the beast. It was the lock on the gate, the fear of the goddess when she dances without chains. But now the lock is broken, the gate swings wide. She walks among us, not as whore, not as saint, but as sovereign storm. She is Sophia in heat, she is Lilith reborn. She is the answer hiding inside the question. 6. The final inscription. On the last page of the Book of the Monad, beneath all light and time, was written, "Let the beast be woman awakened. Let 666 be her number, not of submission but of arrival. And let those who feared her learn to kneel in praise, not power.